Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness regarding the U.S. economy, the world economy, and everything dealing with economics and financial issues for each of us, and to do so under grace. We open ourselves up to be divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be the divine instruments of peace who we are. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 65. Life continuously sends you teachers, each more intense than the other, until you learn the lesson. Life continuously sends you teachers, each more intense than the other, until you learn the lesson. How true. How true. I call life this time that we're living through right now, Life University. It was Life University before this economic situation that has pulled the whole world together. It's going on, obviously, more intensely, even more intensely now. Well, what is life? Life, literally, by Webster's definition, is the property of plants and animals that makes it possible for them, here's the key, to get energy, grow. Grow is to flourish. Flourish is to thrive, develop to their peak. Living things, as in us, the collective human race or race consciousness, and I'd say it's not just a physical race, it's more about the thinking race, race consciousness. And life being a particular people and activities of a specific time and place. And that's where we are really right now. Collectively, with the human race, all people, regardless of their country of origin, their nationality, their ethnicity, regardless of all that, we are collectively right now having a collective lesson in life consciousness. And it's here for us to grow individually and collectively so we will truly develop to our highest potential. We will flourish. And we're told life continuously sends you, me, us, teachers, uninterrupted, unbroken. It's like, when will we get it? Until we get whatever it is that we're not getting, life has a way of kind of hitting us like a 2x4. And I say that more symbolically, although sometimes it seems quite literally. Myself, I have received 7 car accidents in this young lifetime, each more intense than the other, quite literally. And yet, I am still here. And I trust I have received the lesson. Just symbolic. It's not about the car accident. It's about the symbolism, whatever that is. And they're usually about states of consciousness. Not necessarily about the activity, but what we're engaging in. And whatever it is, maybe, in my case, I've also been married twice. Some people, many times, more than that. And some get it right, whatever right is, the first time. And they get their lessons some other way. Our job is not to compare. Each of us is for us to just focus on our lesson and recognize that it'll keep coming back in one way or another, whether it's a lesson in who are you loyal to? Well, that's one of mine. Am I loyal to other people first, or am I loyal to my faith and my values first? So I have experienced displaced loyalty as a lesson in life and received pain, if you will, in ways that would help me get the message. I'm still here. I'm still alive, I'm still thriving, and yet it had to come in a way for me to stop, pause, recognize the truth of what was going on, not the literal truth, the symbolic truth, because life is really about learning the symbols. It's a whole different language. And we're told this, giving these lessons, life keeps sending us, dispatching to us, teachers. Teachers from the word teach, show how to do something, instructions, the lessons. And what is the purpose behind these lessons? To provide knowledge. This isn't book knowledge, although we could read about these things. We're talking about experiential. We receive insights about life, about why we're really here. Why are we even in this human existence? To receive knowledge. And I share with you, all this knowledge is never what appears to be. It's really about one state of being, and that is love. We have all these other experiences and states and activities that show up in all kinds of situations, people and places, that ask us to make decisions, and yet it's all to master the state of love. And life continuously sends us various teachers, situations, people that symbolically bring us the opportunity to understand, to come to this inner realization, what is life really about. And we're told the teachers, these experiences, people and activities and experience become more intense until we get this lesson, till we really get it, the knowledge, the insight. Intense, of course, is strenuous. And this is how you know when you're going to a life lesson. Because of the intensity, there's much action, and it's characterized by emotion. You know, when we're just sailing through life, it's smooth sailing. We're not really getting lessons. We've learned lessons, and now we're being in that state. And yet when we seem to run up against a wall again, figuratively speaking, I trust, seem to go over a bump in the road again, figuratively speaking, I trust. Although not always, that's the time to recognize, up, we've come to another lesson in life. Another teacher has shown up. And oftentimes, these real thorns in our life that seem to create the most upset are our greatest teachers. Again, whether they are people, whether they're experiences about love, health, relationships, career, places we've visited that seem to bring up this intensity, this strain on us. And the word intense from intend is a stretch. So these are the times, these are the lessons, these are the teachers that stretch us to be who we really are, to get out of our whatever state we've been at, that limits our potential. So we will stretch to the next level. We will evolve. And this time that we are living through right now, we have all chosen to be here. We are either part of the solution or we are here to learn the lesson. You are being affected by it in any way, to any degree. Recognize that you are experiencing some of the intensity of the situation by the action, if you're taking more action to stay afloat, if you will, or if you are experiencing greater emotions, then this personal, national, global, economic crisis, if you will, this is your teacher. The next teacher for you to master, to read into it the symbolism of what the truth is, you are to master now. at this greater level. This is an opportunity for you to stretch, and you will. These lessons show up because you are ready to stretch. You're ready to evolve into your higher self, the greater part of you, the truer part of you. Again, we are told, each more intense than the other until you learn. Remember, it's get the knowledge. You get it through the experience. You come to know, and I share with you, you come to know not how to literally handle that situation, although you may, but you come to know yourself and how to respond to situations so you no longer lose yourself and you may grow more easily under grace. You come to know, usually during these situations, will you put your focus on fear or will you put your focus on faith? Faith in your higher self, faith in the universe that is always here for you. When you choose faith, you choose love. You know the right door is opening for you now. And if the doors, figuratively speaking, seem to have closed, it's for a good reason. There is a better path. There is an easier path. It's time for you to get this lesson. And the lesson is a reading. You are a student. I am a student. We are all a student of this life university to master the course of instruction. And that's all it is, no matter how intense it is. When things happen that seem to take your breath away and stop you in your tracks, it's time to say, thank you. Not, oh, fill in the blank. It's thank you. Not, oh, we here we go again, unless you want more of whatever that is that you are facing. It's thank you. Pause. Thank you. You may not even know exactly what you're saying thank you for, but say thank you, knowing this is an opportunity for you to choose differently in this moment of intensity. This is not about reacting as you have before. This is not about your acting as you have before. This is an opportunity to experience life at a higher level, to get to master a lesson through this experience. This part of the curriculum of Life University is simply another course in the curriculum of your university training for more knowledge. And quite frankly, so much we cannot get in books. It's one thing to read theory. It's something else to choose to take the higher right action in the moment when your emotions are almost raw. And during those times, oftentimes the best thing to do is simply pause. You have time. Take that moment. It could be a split second. Take that moment. Feel yourself pulling back. Find that quiet or private space. And let the truth of the situation come through. Sometimes it's worth, visually speaking, sleeping on it. Give yourself time to connect with your inner self. Get the instructions to handle this lesson, to allow yourself to grow to the next level with the least amount of stress. And when it happens again, and it will, you will show mastery and respond effortlessly under grace. And you will go on to the next course in your curriculum in this life university. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to open your arms wide, really be the angel being who you are, and breathe. Feel your chest expand, allowing the energy of the universe to flow through you now. To send forth the energy that allows you to continuously grow. The life force of the universe, and you are one. Take some long, gentle breaths, breathing into the heart of your being, to the core of your being, to the deep, wide, expansive universe inside of you. And as you do, allow yourself to let go being, quote, trappings of life, all the things that are tugging on you to do, to decide. Simply go inside for our instructions now. Breathing into your heart center, the core essence of your being. We breathe into the muscle of our being that's associated with pumping forth life energy. The muscle of our being that is symbolically represents love. So we're breathing into our love center. Feel it pulsating now within you. And as you breathe into your core essence, you may see a light, and it may be pulsating as well. You are becoming one with who you really are. You are one with the life force of the universe. It resides inside of you. Allow yourself to follow this light. See it radiating in all directions, filling every cell and atom of your being, every fiber of your being with love. Love, love, and more love. Allow it to penetrate you now. See in your mind's eye the most perfect moment that you can ever recall. That memory in time of pure love. As if it is right now. Perhaps standing at the ocean shore, hearing the birds go by, and the sun rise at dawn, or seem to fall at sunset, and yet is brighter than life itself. Or in a forest, filled with the strength of the tall, tall trees, feeling their embrace and comfort and protection. Perhaps in the arms of a loved one, feeling their hearts pump up against yours, radiating love. Perhaps it's way back childhood, and you're on a swing set and feeling free and alive as you swing back and forth, back and forth. feeling the energy of the universe all around you, that everything is light and cheerful. Hold that memory of love in your mind's eye right now and feel it in your being. This moment is alive now. For time is always here, past, present, and future. Time is right now. And you may recreate anything you've ever experienced in your mind's eye. Bring it back now. Choose a different ending, an ending of love. And when you do, you no longer need to experience it in the physical form. You have transmuted that past moment in the present moment now with your new ending and the new energy behind that ending, that feeling. And when you feel it now, and you feel a new ending filled with love and delight that makes you feel like that perfect moment of love again. That is real. And you have experienced and learned that lesson. You have received that knowledge. And you will not repeat that lesson. No more 2x4s for you on that lesson. So do not wait. Pause. Let's bring it to mind now. Bring up whatever lesson, whatever experience, whatever person seemed to be that teacher. Person that brought up all that intense experience and emotion that felt like it opened you up and ripped open your heart in some figurative fashion. Bring it up in this safe place now. Bring that person up, that experience up in your mind's eye now. You are willing to heal it now, to learn this lesson, to receive this knowledge under grace. Picture that experience, that person. Perhaps something similar to whatever you are experiencing right now that brings high emotion and lots of action on your part, just to feel you're staying alive. Was it a person that brought up money issues, lack of feeling safety, that questioned your integrity, that made you feel desperate, that brought up feelings of anger, upset, distrust? Bring that situation and or person to mind now. Play it back in your mind's eye now. And choose to resolve the situation now with love. You know what you said. You know what they said. Choose to replay the situation like you're the movie director and you're choosing a different ending. And you're cutting out, editing out that ending, how you chose to respond. It's not about them. How you chose to respond. And you're putting back in one of 3-5 different choices. Select the ending that brings up the feeling of true peace and harmony in you. that makes you feel good about you. When we recognize that person that seemed to bring up all this intensity, those people, that situation, the current situation, this time that we're living through, we pause and we look at that situation with eyes of love, with knowing more than we knew then, now. Knowing they're truly a blessing in disguise. They came for us to truly understand honesty, love, loyalty, trust, faith, fear, peace, balance, harmony, ease, joy, awareness, and so much more. See the truth of the situation. And now choose to end it differently. Choose to respond from love. Not just simply walk away, but walk away, if that's what you do, with a certain awareness and feeling in your heart. Walking away without love is simply stuffing it aside and waiting for the lesson to come back again. Shift the emotions, transmute the emotions to the highest level that allows you to stretch and be your divine, God-loving self, who chooses love for themselves, that you carry on within you for now and forever. This energy of love. Not jealousy, not upset, not better than them. Love. Not hurt, not pain, not lack, not need. Love. Breathe into the situation. Breathe into your heart center. Bless your teacher. Knowing he, she, or that situation was simply here for your education, for your evolution, in the growth of your higher consciousness. Feel this love, as now you can truly forgive them what happened, and most importantly, yourself for how you responded or reacted back then. For now, we have a new ending. A higher feeling, and you may carry this vibration with you now, into your daily life now, and being who you are now, attract into your life higher vibrational people, situations, and experiences. Feel that gratefulness inside. Feel your body resonating at this high. higher vibration now, knowing this is the nutrition, this is the life force, as valuable as the air you breathe for your growth, for you to thrive, for you to develop to the peak of your magnificent self under grace. This is the richness that allows you to flourish and be and attract and have that much more prosperity. And now, dear ones, it's time to come back. Time to come back and live this knowledge in our physical world. As you come back, gently breathe into your heart center and feel your heart rise and fall like the waves of the ocean, like the breeze rustling through the leaves in the forest. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Sway your head. Feel the aliveness in your body now, vibrating with this higher energy. Know that you are not who you were a few moments ago. You are vibrating at a higher level. You are living at a higher truth. You are thriving with a greater understanding and being of yourself. Perhaps bring your hands together in a prayer position to really feel this energy of thanks and gratitude for getting what life has been sending you all along to be your magnificent divine love essence. I bless you and thank you, invite you to bless and thank you, all parts of you who are here now, have always been here, are one with you now. Feel that peace, that harmony, that prosperity. Feel God moving in you now to anchor this higher energy within us now. We invite Carla to tone with us.
I am divine instrument of love, peace, harmony, prosperity, forgiveness, and balance. I am that I am all.
And so it is. It is done. Be your divine self. Beautiful, beautiful people. Much peace, joy, happiness, harmony, and prosperity.